All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District's regular board meeting of Monday, July 10th, 2023. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Here.
Jackie Huffman.
Here.
Emily Placco.
Here.
Kent Murphy. Don Burks.
Here. Well, what is wrong with that? Exhibit number 3A. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education hereby adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted, and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of July 10th, 2023.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number four, or actually we're going to move on. Exhibit number 5A1. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve classified contracts for James Phillips, 12-month custodian at the R, effective August 1st, 2023, and Judy Peacemaker, April Swope, and Kathy Zientek for summer cleaning employment as presented under Exhibit 5A1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 5B1. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve supplemental contracts effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 5B1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 5B2. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 5B2.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 5C. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education waive the requirement for career tech programming for students in grades 7 and 8 effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 5C.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 5D. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve payment to the Ohio Schools Council for their fiscal year 24 membership fees as presented under Exhibit 5D.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6A. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education adopt the 6 through 12 ELA curriculum effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 6A.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7, we have new board policies and our board policies on our new business items. So please review those. Exhibit number 8, at this time, we will ask for our audience participation for input on our new business item, which would be on our board policies. So at this time, we open it up to the audience for any audience participation for new board policy, new business item. All right, seeing no one is interested in that. Exhibit number 9A, at this time, we open it up for requests for audience participation. If you would please state your name and your address, you will get 3 minutes to speak. And if Jamie, if you could go get the, if you have not signed in, please sign in now. If you plan to speak to the board. And please make sure that we are speaking to the board, not to individual board members. And we will take that. Thank you. All right, Mrs. Schwiefert, there's no one else who would like to address the board then at this time? Okay. All right, Ms. Schwiefert, we will acknowledge you. I know you have moved, so we usually try to make sure that all of our Rossford residents first and township residents have access first, but since no one is here, you are more than willing to speak.
Still, I'm a Rossford resident.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. I thought you were had moved out of the district.
Nope.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay.
County Street for 1332 Creek.
So I apologize for that. Okay. You're not my neighbor anymore. I should just say that. Okay. She's moved out of my neighborhood. How about that?
We're glad you're still here.
Yes, I am. Okay. My bad.
I am here today to address Board Policy 6605. Today, I posted a kindness trend on Rossford information that was seen, I had seen on multiple other sites. It also happened to be an opening article on the news today. It's being done in our area, where teachers asked to share a wish list of items for their classrooms. Some of the items on the list were things like games, sensory items, switches for differently capable children, and even snacks for kids who did not have them to bring from their home. That act by me prompted a school-wide email with a copy of the policy 6605 telling the teachers to take the wish list down. I am here to say that that may have been overkill. A simple caller message to me explaining the policy, and I would have gladly taken it down and came to you and addressed it as I'm doing now. My passion is for the kids in this district to have the best education, the best facilities, the best teachers, the best experience, and I am willing to help put in the work to do so. I am asking that Board Policy 6605 be reconsidered. There is pride in your community when you get to help or donate, if you so choose. Every group and organization asks for money and donations. A teacher's wish list or a special project could spark excitement and creativity, and I, for one, want to be a part of that. In considering and reconsidering, if you find that you want to keep this policy, I ask that you consider another policy to be considered for teachers, all teachers, intervention specialists included, to receive a certain amount of money yearly that can be used in their discretion to help grow their passion as educators and to feed the hearts, souls, and minds of our children. Respectfully, I am asking for a follow-up on this issue. Information is power, and had I known the information before today, this could have all been avoided. Thank you for your consideration. I also know that many of you know nothing, absolutely nothing about this, and you're hearing it for the first time. And I know there will be some checking that'll need to be done on all of that, and I did not need to spark a storm today, but I do, however, feel passionate about the issue. So thank you all.
What policy?
Thank you.
660 what?
05.
Thank you.
All right.
So we can maybe have a conversation about that in open discussion. Are there any other requests for audience participation to speak this time? All right. Thank you for that information. Exhibit number 10, board reports. Ms. Stenzik, we'll begin with you.
I have no reports at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Klacko.
We did have a policy meeting and we reviewed the policies that were up for review based on the legislation that has come down, and we reviewed language, which is in the information that you all just received.
That's the policies that.
Correct.
All right. So NOLA, is NOLA still doing NEOLA? I mean, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Ms. Huffman.
I was at the same meeting with Emily. We do have facilities coming up, but nothing new.
All right. Mr. Murphy?
Same. No meetings, but we have one coming up Monday. Yeah. I think it's Monday morning.
Okay.
We'll have a report in July.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And I went to the rec board meeting just right before this, and there's still conversation about doing a dog park at the Eagle Point property discussion. So that is something that Toby is looking into, which is kind of exciting. He's already investigated in the city of Toledo and Bowling Green, so he brought back some information to the BREC board. Also, the Vets Park equipment has been ordered for the zip track this week, and so that will be something new down at the Vets Park, so that's exciting. And then the splash pad project, he plans to get us a proposal on July 11th. And again, that's going to be behind the rec center. So that's something that potentially will be something for review for the upcoming opportunity at the rec center. There was some discussion about the May levy discussion. Again, that's kind of been put aside, but just they didn't really talk about it this time. Some of the capital improvement projects, the concession stands at Vets, they're ordering concessions equipment now, and the EFIS, just they're choosing the colors for the project. The program's Little League football and cheer starting last week of July, and then they shared with us the Eagle Scout project at Vets Park, which he went ahead and redid and cleaned up the sign down at Vets Park, and then also put in some bike racks. So that's what was happening with the rec board. All right, exhibit number 11, open discussion. So if any board members would like to maybe have a conversation about what was shared with us at just recently by Ms. Schwiefer, I'll open it up for discussion.
I sent Dan an email, but it wasn't until later today asking this question, basically. Well, asking not this question about policy, because I didn't know about that, or I didn't research that. I was asking about what supplies are teachers possibly needing that we are currently not supplying that they would need something for. And I have no idea, and that's what I went out to you. And I said, you don't have to answer that tonight, so sorry.
Yeah, so 6605 that was just mentioned is for crowdfunding. That's something that was reviewed and vetted by the policy committee at that time. That particular policy does not prohibit crowdfunding. It simply just says it requires superintendent approval. When we discussed it at that time, we decided it would be in the superintendent's office, which is natural, before anything like that would be approved. Number of reasons that contribute to that, but the first and foremost being that we certainly pride ourselves on providing our teachers with the supplies that they need and require to teach in the classroom. So I do know that at the elementary, the parent teacher organization provides, I think, $100 per staff member that's reimbursable, up to $100 reimbursable for items. And then the process at the buildings is teachers submit wish lists, if you will, to the building principal. Those are then vetted. And in my memory, I can't imagine many being turned down. They're typically approved almost universally. The only situations where I can sometimes see those being turned down would be if it would be for a very expensive large item that would require a different path, policy, path, or procedure to follow, or something that perhaps may be deemed to be not in keeping with what's required in the classroom on a daily basis. But by and large, those are almost universally approved. And principals have that flexibility to do that through the general fund. If there are any, let's just call them other requests, those typically come in through a director or a principal if they're questioned, right? And Jamie and I review those. But again, I can't remember any time when those have been denied, quite honestly. Unless it be, again, for some smaller items that don't necessarily apply. Maybe a teacher wants something that wouldn't necessarily be a need. But again, the crowdfunding, when you're also talking about that, there are compliance issues that we would have to follow. We've accepted donations here in the past. So we didn't deny crowdfunding. We just said the option was, hey, it just needs to be vetted. So if you have something that you need that can't be fulfilled through a request with your building principal or your department head, then it just comes to the superintendent's office in advance. And then there's a decision made, yes or no. It's unfortunate that you know, I think it sounds like we must have made a knee-jerk reaction in this particular instance with the district-wide email, as opposed to just, as I understand it, through the participation with Ms. Schwiefer just now.
Was there an email that was sent out?
I received an email today, but my understanding was it was probably just a preventative step taken with new staff coming on board, knowing if you want to crowdfund, you have to first go through the superintendent's office.
Can I just jump in here?
Yes.
And echo a couple of comments. Mm-hmm. Number one, this is social media, and our social media platforms are doing these things because there has been an outcry throughout our society that teachers have had a rough several, all of us know that our teachers have had a rough several years. Mm-hmm. And there is no secret from teachers that, you know, since the beginning of time have given at the inception of schools, if there was a child that needed food or if they needed clothes or if they need, it generally came out of the teacher's pocket. Mm-hmm. So I think that the power of social media has established a platform with retailers to establish this wish list situation. And I think the wish list was people were jumping on it, and not just in our district, but throughout Northwest Ohio. There are other communities that these things were done, and it didn't take the direction it took here. So I think that needs to be clarified, that this is, people want to have a buy-in. They want to help. They want to do things, and social media now is the way that do that. So I definitely think that we, being a forward-thinking, progressive, you know, solution-oriented district that I believe that we are, I think that some of those things need to be reviewed. I also, personally, you know, it's no secret, you know, Connie is my family, but I think an apology is like, that shouldn't have happened. Everyone knows her number, and she should have been called, not, you know, this got way out of hand.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Board Member Clacco, because I'm not on Facebook. I understand that there was a lot,
but I'm just saying that a member,
and we can't possibly monitor Facebook either on a daily basis.
Understood. However, this particular community member has done a lot for our schools.
I'm very well aware.
Yes. I just think it needs to be stated, and I might be talking out of turn and be passionate about the situation, but
yeah,
I think that it needs to be said. Secondly, that if we have a policy, and if our staff doesn't know it, that's also an issue about how they're allowed to receive donations if the staff doesn't know that.
Agree.
Okay. Yeah. So that's something that we'll be looking at.
Okay. You good?
I'm good.
Do we know when that policy was put in place? I don't remember.
2016.
2019.
I thought, or was
19. Okay, so I would have been on the committee. Just so everybody understands how that process works. You heard me ask a minute ago about Neola.
Mm-hmm.
We the board members that are on that committee don't sit down and say, we need to do this policy and this policy and this policy. We have the consultants that look at our policies, and then we'll supplement or change as we need to through time. So I don't remember there ever being a specific discussion on that issue. I'm assuming I was on the policy committee at the time, because we reviewed like three or four different sets of policies. So I just want everybody to know that wasn't something done to dilute the ability of our faculty.
Correct.
Staff.
No.
But I have I am very concerned for two reasons. I don't know who brought it forward as an issue, and I'm liable to put my foot in my mouth here, but you know, when we have if we know that there's a member of the community who has really put forward a lot of effort, I want to really make sure we're backing up and just communicating. A lot of times in these kind of situations, it's a big misunderstanding. Things snowball out of control. And by the time it happens, somebody's offended and upset. When the delivery method could have been different, and if it's mm-hmm. if it would have been different,
yeah.
Connie would have understood that. I've known her for years, and I feel
there was a staff member that sent out the message with through email.
Well, I didn't know anything.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't get an email.
So that's part of the issue.
Yeah.
I didn't specifically even know about this issue. I got the email. I assumed it was a precautionary step for new staff. And till just now.
I'll just expose how.
But you knew about it, Tiffany, because you said
I saw it.
You sent Dan.
I planned on participating.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything.
I got an email from Tiffany at 40 or something.
Yeah. I didn't
know. So I was contacted this morning. I was out waxing my boat and my phone starts going crazy. And it's about Tiffany. How do we not have enough money for our kids to have whatever they need? And why is there a post on Facebook about whatever? And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Can you send me what you've got? I saw the screen capture of the post. And I was like, well, I don't understand what we're needing. I don't. Here's what we have. Here's our numbers. Here's everything. I don't have a clue, but this is what I've got. So that's all I knew. I don't have a
clue.
But
how did Megan? She was on Facebook or something, I guess.
Megan was out today.
Yeah, so.
Email came. She must have sent it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, because.
Probably just to.
I am terribly sorry that this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So there, I'll personally apologize. The
communication thing is very, like you said, is very important. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure things are communicated. From my understanding, and I don't remember if I was on the policy committee at that time, but I do know that they wanted to be equitable as far as how things were given to
sure.
staff.
Yeah.
I know Jamie has talked about, and you can share, Jamie, even more, but, you know, you've never denied someone from the opportunity to get supplies and the needs of things. I agree with you. I think it needs to be.
Well, things are different from 2019 to now.
Well, it's 2016 is when it was adopted.
Okay.
So, and then it's revised. Yeah.
You're looking at something.
Yeah.
Life is completely different now.
Yeah.
How people
yep.
like to do things.
Yeah.
And that's what we were actually before you even, I mean, that's what I had was talking to Dan about. I mean, obviously there's things like the chairs, like being making sure that, you know, if a student needs to, because, you know, I have staff who sit in or have their students sit in chairs where they're not in a regular chair. They're just in these bouncy chairs, you know, that are comfortable. You're right. Things have changed. I think it just needs to be communicated to not just the community, but to the staff. Like if we have a lot of new staff, so there may just need to be every year just a reminder to the staff that these resources are available. I know when I was active with the PTO and at Indian Hills, you know, the staff did get a certain amount of money each
that
for each
fundraised for.
Well, yep, but that's through PTO because
yep.
that's yep through the PTO. However, I do know, and again, each district is different for title funds and how much money that can be allotted. But my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jamie, we don't deny our staff from getting the resources that they need. However, what do those resources look like? And so that's what I'm hearing from you, right? And so if that's something to revisit, as far as why are you making that face?
Oh, I'm just thinking about
resources are different.
I understand. I'm just thinking about the application of that policy, because I understand what it's directed at dealing with. I completely understand.
I think a big challenge too with the particular policy was at that time that the concern is if people try to provide monetary
yeah.
to individual staff members as opposed to supplies, which again, that's not prohibited. It's just from a tracking compliance standpoint, we just need to make sure that we're following that. Not that anybody in our district would misuse that or misrepresent that, but it's a process that the district puts in place to manage those types of situations. not to prevent them.
Understand.
And so we can revisit the policy. That's no question. We'll bring it back, 6605, see if there have been any modifications made to it, recommended by NEOLA, as you mentioned. There's a whole staff of attorneys that works on those, and see if there's anything we want to do to make any adjustments to that. It seems like we're currently in pretty good shape, but we can certainly revise it and see if there's anything we can do to make it easier for these types, for people who are willing to donate, to do that without running afoul of, you know, of compliance.
And that there is some kind of teacher wish list, something that
it's a whole social media platform. It's Prime Days are the 11th and the 12th. There's Target doing set things like it's So teachers, if they like it, I mean, if you're on different social media platforms, mm-hmm. it's very much a thing that teachers are doing wish lists.
Yeah.
And their wishes. I mean, I get the whole concept of if there's something that they need, of course, if there's something that a student needs, the teachers are professionals, and that's what we task them to be as professionals. They would mm-hmm. go to their building principal and ask for such items if there's a student that needs something, and then it would go through the process. I understand that. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that these are wishes. And communities, our community, Rossford specifically, since we're speaking, let's just talk what it is. Rossford's a very giving community.
Yeah.
And if there's a way that, you know, a neighbor wants to, you know, do something, maybe they're not in the school anymore. They're granting a wish, a teacher wish. They have these certain items that they want that maybe seem a little frivolous to ask a building principal for, or maybe they're something that is maybe not necessarily needed, but it would sure make a student's day better, or make your co-teacher, mm-hmm. make your teaching relationship more cohesive, or whatever the case may be. That's what they put on their wish list. Because when we have professionals, and when we have people that are passionate about who they are, or what they do, they have wishes to make those things better. And I think that was the nature of which this whole momentum is going on in our society, is people just want to help other people out, like a very much a pay it forward. I remember when Indian Hills, we did a huge pay it forward campaign several years ago. You find something that somebody needs and you just do it just because it's a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't think it's necessarily a line on the fiscal budget. I think it's I'd really like to put, you know, a chevron backward or board up, because some of the kids really see things in gray and white scale. I mean, I don't know if that's even a thing, but it's an example. You know what I mean? But that's not something you'd want to go to your building principal for and say, I want to buy 3 bolts of fabric. But you know what I mean? It's like the things that you wish for to make your job or your classroom a better place. And that's what it is. It's a wish. It's not the kids don't have pencils, but it's a wish. And I personally know how much, you know, I've participated in it too. I mean, I've bought things for teachers that I know they've needed because I know it makes their day better. I know it's benefited the kids. I've just bought it and given it to them and said, here, that was the spirit in which I read the post to be. And then I think it took a turn of it became maybe something that it wasn't. It was really meant. It is a literal social platform. I mean, you can look on Instagram and TikTok and all the places. It's not just a here thing.
I'm not on any of this, so I got nothing.
Well, I understand, but I mean, that unfortunately, that's how that is how our community of students and parents communicate. Like, that is today. That's how people do things. They won't come to a booster meeting, but if they saw somebody have a wish on social media, they're going to get on their, you know, and they're going to do it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So we need to look at this policy.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to come in hot and hard, but I'm saying, if we're looking at this policy, if we can't make the policy work, then let's make it so the teachers can do that in a way. If it's an allotted amount, if it's you have to give us this information by a certain date and time, and then we'll allot those orders, if it's on a PO, or, I mean, I don't know how we facilitate those things.
Yeah.
But if they can't do the wish list situation, then let's make it so we can still grant wishes. And how do we do that? Is it through a booster group? Is it through another group? Like, how do we do it? I think is where I'm coming from.
Yeah. And I think it sounds like, thank you for bringing it to our attention. And also, it sounds like you're going to kind of look into that some more. So I feel like we want to support and be able to support our staff, which we think we're doing. However, if we can do more, you know, absolutely, you know, so thank you for bringing it to our attention. And I'm sorry it went in a different turn. So.
Yeah, since the beginning of time, teachers have dipped into their own pocket, and I know in your job you did,
yeah,
right,
all the time,
and I'm sure in all of our jobs we have, but in particular teachers, you know, if there's a deficiency there and we don't see it, so we probably need a way to make sure people know. Look, we do have a policy; it's not a prohibition.
Right.
We have a policy and have a good way to communicate that to folks. Mm-hmm. And I think we probably need to let people know there is something. Mm-hmm. If this occurs, let's participate.
Yep.
and get, but I can understand. When a communication like that is sent out, I'd really like to see it.
Well, the only thing I would add on to that is, since we sent out an email about it, I would imagine as a staff person, I'm like, okay, why am I getting this email?
Sure.
And so if there's a way that we can communicate to the staff whatever has been discussed in our board meeting, because right now, I guess what I'm hearing is it's sitting, like, it's been sent to our staff, like, well, this is our policy and we shouldn't be doing this. However, that's not the message we should really probably be sending to our staff. It should be more about how can we support you and what does that look like? And maybe we need to change that up a little. I mean, again, we do have a policy, but if, like you said, it's something that can be delivered in a different way. I think that's what I'm hearing. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Any other open discussion items for the board at this time? All right. Exhibit number 12. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adjourn the regular meeting of July 10th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Thank you for coming out this evening.
Thank you for coming.
Yes. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 7:02 p.m. Everyone have a wonderful evening.